living that authentic life still carries those kind of constraints. There are some things you can say and some things you can't say right now because people are just not ready to deal with that. But it is a responsibility, I think, of an authentic person or a person trying to live an authentic life to always push the envelope because we're trying to move the world along. And in every case where there is inauthenticity, where there are rules or mores or values, social customs or laws that that deserve questioning, there is a victim somewhere under it who is being tread on because of the pressure of the unfairness. It's not unfairness in a vacuum or lack of logic in a vacuum. In fact, you don't even have to question unreasonableness. You can just follow the victims and you will find unreasonable rules, laws, social conditions, whatever. And then you can question those. But sometimes even people who would benefit from the change will find that challenge to be unacceptable. Because as a kid was challenging the system from which I would benefit for the change, I suffered for it. Sure. So people intuitively know that if you have someone coming along to raise issues that are going to change the world, that there is a period of discomfort when there's going to be pushback. And the people who are victims of the injustice are likely to be the victims of the pushback. And so there's a natural inclination to not change things, even in the part of those who suffer the consequences of those things. Because at least we are living in relative peace. Besides, we don't know if this effort to change things is going to work. We could just end up being beaten up, beaten down, and then retreat back to where we were yesterday. And so just leave it alone. Leave it alone. And just let's live in peace. But if you are, I think if you're grounded in a way, you know pretty well who you are, and you've made peace with the fact that the world is designed for evolution and change, and that you are part of it, whether you like it or not. You're going to be part of the dying breed, or you're going to change and become part of the future. If you embrace that as a way of life, then you can handle the conflict. In fact, the conflict is in a way a beautiful thing because it is part of change. And, you know, this is going a little bit afield, but I was in the delivery room with my wife having our oldest daughter, and she was struggling. It was kind of painful, of course, as the childbirth usually is. And the midwife, she said to her, you know, your baby's trying to get born, and you are holding back. You're not working with her because of the pain. But you should move into the pain, okay? Because she's working and you need to work with her. Move into the pain and help her get born. And that changed the whole delivery room dynamic. My wife just decided that, okay, this is good work. This pain work is good work. And my daughter is working too. And I'm going to work with her. It changed everything. And of course, if your wife's experience changes in the delivery room, your experience changes too, right? If mom's not happy, dad's not happy. And so it not only does your life change, but the lives of those around you change. And people see change in your life as something that can be embraced and celebrated and reinterpreted. The trauma can be reinterpreted as a delivery. This is not just trauma we're going through here, like inflicted pain. We're involved in the delivery of the future. And that's a whole different thing. We're gonna go through it in a different spirit. So I think the authentic life brings you up against the inauthentic or the challenge of the inauthentic. And if you're willing to stay in that place of discomfort for a while, it's never permanent. It's like a childbirth or the delivery room. It might last a day, but it's not forever. If you're willing to stay there in your authenticity and push through for what you know wants to happen or needs to happen, then you make these steps of delivering something, of seeing some things born that then inspire you for all of your future efforts. And so I think the authentic life is in many stages a traumatic life, but it is not meaningless suffering. It is suffering in the birth of new, better realities.